Right. Okay, I'll just turn it over to you.
Does everyone have a good week?
Yes.
Do you work on your relationship with the Lord?
Amen.
That's good. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. Kind of like the videos I do that I put up on YouTube. The Lord says, here's some scriptures, and you're going to wing it. So here we go. One of the things that's really been on my heart that the Lord's been working with me on, what am I putting in front of my eyes? What am I listening to? Because God doesn't answer the prayers of the unrighteous. If I am watching something on TV I should not be watching, I'm putting unrighteousness in me. I shouldn't be. If I'm listening to gossip and maybe joining in on that, I am getting unrighteousness in me again. And I don't know about you, but I want my prayers to be effective. I want my prayers answered. And I want the body of Christ to have their prayers answered. Because we are called to pray as a body. Now that's what he's been working with me on. What I have gotten now, and we need to be thankful. We're losing our thankfulness. On Psalm 66, 16 through 20, come and listen, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me, if you have time. No, he's done a lot for me, and I'm sure every one of you have a testimony out there, and we need to speak it. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and heard my voice in prayer. Praise be to God who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me. He knows our hearts. If you're working on whatever's causing you to stumble, he knows it. He knows your heart. But if you're intentionally doing something, you better be careful. You want your prayers answered. You want to grow in God. I just feel like we need to be giving thanks to him more often. We come up here and we give our prayer requests, and that's the end of it. We're not hearing the testimonies from it. We're not giving thanks for even one little step that's been taken. And I'm going to ask, you don't have to raise your hands, but how many of you are writing down these prayer requests and carrying them with you through the week? Are you really praying? Are you really thanking God for answered prayer from all these prayer requests? Acts 12, 4 through 6. After arresting him, he put him in prison, handing him over to be guarded by four squads of four soldiers each. Herod intended to bring him out for public trial after the Passover. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. The church. We are the church. We don't come here on Sunday and say, here's my prayer request, or yeah, I'll pray for that person, and go out into the week and forget it. We are to earnestly be praying for the person that has requested the prayer. Because the night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries stood guard at the entrance. Sounds to me like he had peace. He must have received peace from the prayers of the church. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. Quick, get up, he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrists. Wouldn't you like to see that happen in the prayer requests we're getting? I mean, that light can come in and can heal a tumor. That light can come in and heal your bank account that says negative whatever. I mean, we're called. We are called, and the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is in us.
Amen.
Start asking him what that means, because there's power in prayer individually and as a church body. I can't get off Thanksgiving. It's like we're called to do so much and stand together in all of it. Rejoice in the Lord always. Delight, gladden yourselves in him. Again, I say rejoice. That was Philippians 4, 4 through 7. Let all men know and perceive and recognize your unselfishness, your considerateness, your forbearing spirit. The Lord is near. He is coming soon. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. Thanksgiving. Every time prayer is mentioned here, it's thanksgiving. Colossians 2, 6, and 7. As you have therefore received Christ, even Jesus the Lord, so walk, regulate your lives, and conduct yourselves. What are you listening to? What are you watching? What are you reading? In union with and conformity to Him. Have the roots of your being firmly and deeply planted in Him, fixed and founded in Him, being continually built up in Him. Testimony builds me up. I don't know about you guys. Do you have a prayer request and you give the testimony? I am encouraged and built up. Becoming increasingly more confirmed and established in the faith, just as you were taught, and abounding and overflowing in it with thanksgiving. Just everywhere I look, it's about being thankful. So before we even get into prayer today, prayer requests or anything, I want everyone to take just a little bit of time. If you've had a morning that wasn't perfect, I want you to just give it over to the Lord. I want you to start concentrating on why we're here. We're not here for man. We're here to worship the Lord. We're here to see Him move and work in mighty ways. So we're going to take a little bit of time, and we're going to meditate, and then we'll go from there. If anyone has something they're thankful for, I want you to come up here and say it too during this time of meditation.
I think it was Friday I found $35 on the parking lot of the bank. I went in, gave my name and telephone number in case somebody lost it. Nobody came in. So I took the $35 and we paid tithe on it. But I took my grandson over to Claremont. We bought a bunch of little firebox, you know, the little HO things, cars, NASCARs. And he had a blast. I had a blast.
Yeah. Found money. That is awesome. Thank you.
That's right. I got a couple things. I mean, one, I'd be Nick up here, so that's one. Two, I went to the dentist this week. It's the first time I ever got fillings, no pain, numb for just a couple hours. After that, it's like nothing ever happened, so thank God. So that went awesome. And then the other thing was the guy that got saved from school, I was able to Bible study with him this week, and he received the Holy Ghost. So thank God.
I'm just thankful for the family and the business that God has given us. He's blessed us so much with that.
Amen. Thank you. Ladies first.
Friday, the RIF list came out in Franklin Township. If you don't know what that means, that's the layoff list for teachers, and I was not on the list. Praise the Lord.
I'm thankful not only for getting my job back, but for being able to pick up more hours at my job and also being promoted in a sense, because there are different jobs that you can do that will get you more hours, and I finally graduated to the next step, so now I'll be working more and getting more money. So.
Awesome. Praise you, Lord. Thank you.
I'm thankful I'm here at church today. I wasn't feeling good, but I was walking by faith and not by sight. And I'm feeling better, and I just believe in God and stomping on the devil. I hate him. And the other thing is, I'm doing really well in my QMA class. I think I got everyone right on this 50 quiz thing that we had. And I'm just getting it. It's like I'm confident now. I can do this. And I used to be a wimp. I'm not anymore. And I thank God.
I am thankful that God's going to heal my mom today.
Right. That's right.
Okay, so you've gotten right with God. You've let go of all the stuff of getting here this morning. Can't think of anything else you're thankful for? We do have good shepherds here.
Well, I feel like I have tons. Well, one is just God is just really moving in just our area, teaching us a lot about finances. And, you know, we've shared with y'all just the past couple months. One is we have a connection that's with the ministry that we have, Motivated for Life with the Prayer Cloth, that they had contacted us and they wanted to sow into us an amount of money to be able to purchase prayer cloths. I know, because we didn't have it. It wasn't there. We didn't have it to place an order, and there were so many people. And it's so interesting that now, ever since that we have received that, that I am just getting like phone calls and emails. I mean, in just the last 3 days, I got 3 emails from people, ministries that wanted to order 200 and 100, and they still don't have them in my hands to give them, but I'm seeing it. And a Spanish cloth is coming on this next order, and potentially Swahili. So I got that one. I just got to type it in, all the funky letters. So that's pretty exciting. Yeah, I know. I'm like, I just hope they translated right, because I don't know what it says. I'm sure they did. So that's pretty exciting. And, you know, God is just, you know, just like the scripture that you were talking about, and I believe it's Philippians 4, where it talks about how we make our requests made known to God with thanksgiving. With that, you know, making it with thanksgiving is that you already see what the Father sees. So when you're making your request, you're already thanking Him that it's already done. You know, and so that's where we're at right now. I tell you what, finances have just been it's just been horrible. But you know what? There is just a peace that has come in, finally, a peace that we have allowed to come in. And you know, we're just waiting on the Lord, and just know, we just are waiting with an expectation and knowing that God is moving. And so we thank Him already. In advance. And you know, can I just keep sharing? Is that okay? Just something simple too. You know, I mean, the prayer class, that is just huge. And this one, you know, it may seem small, but you know, to us it's just really big. But we had we had been getting these charges on our account. I've been starting to do the accounting, and so I was looking over all these bills and seeing that every month they charge us $60 for just fees. And I called them up, and I was like, what is this? And they said, well, it's a pickup fee every week. They charge you $20. I'm like, you never come. You never come and pick anything up. There's not once in the last 2 years has there been anybody here to come and pick up anything.
Heyday.
And I was like, I want you to take this off. And they're like, I can't do that. I can give it to you half. I'm like, no, it's not a service that I utilize. I need you to take it off completely. And she said, well, if I do that, then I have to up all of your fees from every time you process for your customers 28%. And I said, no, we get the good rate and we don't have the fees. Well, I can have your person in your area contact you. That'd be great. I look forward to speaking with them. And their name? And when are they going to call me? And so the very next morning, bonded over the phone. And I had an opportunity to witness to him, to minister to him. And he's going to get prayer calls too. So I'm really excited about that. I know. He doesn't know it, but he's going to get some in the mail. But he did say he was going to send me his personal information. He couldn't do it over the phone, obviously, for business. But anyway, yeah, we talked, and he's like, you know what? I'm just going to eliminate that service. You're not going to get charged at all, and I'm going to get you a better rate than what you're paying. And I'm going to go back and see if I can get reimbursement for all of those fees. Like, I can't guarantee anything. And I'm just like, oh, but my Jesus guarantees it. My Jesus guarantees it. So I already thank him. I make my petition to the Lord, and I already thank him for what I see in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Anybody else? Oh.
She just doesn't want to say it. You know, ever since that Kathy did that, wrote the thing down on that, and I brought it in, it was framed. And, you know, Mike has been saying, you know, you need to set a date for your stuff or for your mortgage and everything. So we did that. And when she first did it, I looked at it, and I'm like, so, but, you know, but God.
Nothing's
impossible with God. And we saw just in the last, well, I knew in the last week that a major portion would be taken care of those things that she had written down on that. So we can be thankful for that God gives us those things, and when we act upon the word and do it, then we see the results of it.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I am thankful that one of my husband's prayers has been answered, and we know his several prayers have been answered, and his studio is moving forward, and he's got another acting part, and I am just so thankful that he has stuck with me all these years. And I thank God that he made him special for me. He is perfect for me, and I give God thanks for that.
I am thankful for the body of believers that offered so much encouragement to my wife, that she is strong enough and confident enough and sure and certain enough of her God that she can come up here and speak to all of you. Amen. It is a miracle of God.
That applause is for God, because it is his spirit in me that's got me up here. And he's been working on me for this for many months, and I've been fighting him. And let me tell you, don't fight him. Just do it. Just do it. And do it in fear if you have to, but do it. So who do we have victory in?
Jesus.
That's right. Now I'm going to ask for prayer requests, but as I do, I want to, on James 4:3, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your own pleasures. James 5:16, the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. And we're all under the blood of Jesus. Our prayers are effective. So as you give your prayer request, and I'm going to do what we've done in the past, have other people come up and pray. And I have paper up here if anybody needs it to write these requests down so they have them with them all week. Just let me know if you need any paper. Anybody else? We're all going to be faithful prayer warriors this week, right? We're going to rejoice that these prayer requests are answered. And I'm not going to limit it just to prayer requests of things we need, but you can still come up here and thank him. Don't forget, it's all with thanksgiving. There's power in thanking the Lord, believing in him. First John 5:14-15, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him. Everything we have prayed is from the Word of God. We will receive answers to these prayers, and we will have testimonies. Amen. Testimonies. Fear didn't keep me down. Fear's not going to keep you down. We're going to have testimonies. Anything else? We're done.